brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather and by the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. XMWX Satellite Weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX Satellite Weather to your onboard electronics suite today. Come see what the latest XMWX Satellite Weather has to offer at EAA AirVenture 2010, booth 3037.
I'm Larry Anglesano reporting for AvWeb with continuous live coverage from EAA AirVenture 2010 at Whitman Field in Oshkosh. And we're here with Andy Davis with Trig Avionics, who's got some new products that are ADS-B based. And here's Andy with some more information. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. We're showing our transponders here at the show, which are Mode AC-S transponders, but also have the ADS-B out capability, so they can form part of your solution to meet the upcoming FAA mandate on ADS-B. Transponder itself, particularly our TT-21 and TT-22 transponders, are tiny. They fit in the smallest panel, so for the experimental, the home built, and the ultralights, that's a very attractive solution. And as I say, they provide the ADS-B out transmit portion of an ADS-B solution.
And one component I see with the TT-21 and TT-22 is that they've got an integral altitude encoder. So basically the blind encoder is built into the box. Is that correct?
That's correct. It has the encoder in the control head, fits into any instrument panel. It's a two-part solution. So you have a remote box that contains the rest of the electronics, but you can fit that 10, 15 feet away from the controller, so squeeze it into a convenient space, and then a conventional transponder antenna on the bottom of the airplane.
Okay, and the other transponder that looked interesting to me is the TT-31, which is a rack-mounted transponder, Mode S, is it?
It again is a Mode AC-S transponder. It goes into a conventional mark width, 6¼-inch panel width, and it can replace legacy Mode AC transponders. The particular feature for those upgrading is it happens to be exactly the same size and with the connectors in exactly the same place as the KT-76A, which is probably the most popular Mode AC transponder out there. So it represents a very simple retrofit opportunity to move forward for existing transponders.
Okay, and it's important to stress with these ADS-B output transponders that with ADS-B output, you're not going to paint ADS-B targets. That's correct?
That's correct. The output side is for the benefit of air traffic control. It's what they're going to use to upgrade or in some cases replace their ground radar. It has a huge advantage for the National Airspace System because it can provide closer spacing for air traffic control. It can provide coverage in areas where there currently isn't radar coverage because the ADS-B ground stations, there's a lot more of them and they're easier to deploy. But it is true that for the pilot flying, you know, you're investing in an upgrade that helps the FAA, that helps ATC, but doesn't actually have any visible input to you. To be honest, it's great if you're in a big airplane because you will get better routings, better service. If you're in a 757, then a 1% fuel saving will soon pay for the equipment. Unfortunately, if you're in a J3 Cub, that 1% fuel saving may take a while to amortize the upgrade cost.
Now, you talk about small aircraft like a J3 Cub. One question that many owners have is complying with some kind of ADS-B output mandate. These products, the TT-21 and TT-22, are obviously small transponders. Do you feel that these products are suitable for small applications? And what is your spin on a ADS-B compliance mandate? How are these products, do you think they've got legs for a mandate?
Oh, absolutely, and that's specifically why we have added the ADS-B capability to these products. They're already very popular as a transponder solution for the for smaller airplanes, and by adding the what's called a extended squitter, which is the transmission that you make for ADS-B, it represents a very cost-effective way of getting an ADS-B output. There is one snag, which is that the overall ADS-B solution does also require a TSO GPS position source as part of that solution. And I have to say that obviously a transponder isn't including that that GPS. So as a complete solution, it's going to take some kind of GPS engine. And today, I have to say, that's not all that cost effective.
Okay, so moving forward to a more ADS-B intensive machine would be the TA-60. Now, that's an ADS-B receiver. Is that correct?
That's correct. The great thing about the ADS-B environment is that, as well as benefiting the air traffic controllers, because it's a transmission from the airplane of position, velocity, and so on, that can just as easily be picked up by another airplane. So by fitting an ADS-B receiver into an aircraft, you get a traffic display, just like the big guys have with TCAS. In fact, to be honest, it's slightly better because the accuracy is better and you get additional information over the ADS-B link.
And that is having the ADS-B receiver will show the pilot that they've actually got ADS-B. And I think that's the big question that a lot of these owners have is, well, what am I going to see by being ADS-B equipped? Well, the TA-60 series is indeed a receiver and you will see ADS-B traffic.
That's correct. That's when you start to get benefits because then you're doing what's called ADS-B in by receiving the other information. And one of the things that the FAA has done, which is good, is in their ground network that they're deploying through ITT, they are including additional services so that you don't only see the other ADS-B equipped airplanes, for instance, you also see the Mode C equipped airplanes because the FAA ground stations will uplink additional information. So you do get a complete traffic picture by installing the receiver. But the catch, if you like, is that the FAA will only uplink the good stuff if you are participating in the ADS-B out. So the mandate is the stick to force you to go ADS-B out. The fact that once you've implemented that, you can then get traffic input is the carrot that's the benefit at the end.
Now, what's the price of that TA-60 ADS-B receiver?
It's a family of receivers, so it has a range of different price points, but the entry level for a typical GA airplane is $1,800.
Okay, so let's break this down. So you installed the TA-60 series, which is an ADS-B receiver, and made it up with, say, the TT-22 series Mode S transponder. What would that package cost approximately installed in, say, Bonanza, Baron, Piper Arrow, something like that?
Including the installation, because you're going to have to install additional antennas, that should come in at less than $5,000.
Real good. Where can folks go for more information on this on these new products?
You can look on our website, which is www.trig-avionics.com. We have a number of dealers across the U.S., and I'm sure they'll be able to help.
Well, good. We appreciate you speaking with us today. I'm Larry Anglesano, reporting from EAA Air Venture 2010 at Oshkosh. Thanks for listening.
Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.